We often associate the subject of wildfires with the summer months, obviously, in Arizona, but it being January, Tuesday, federal officials unveiled a 10-year strategy to mitigate the growing threat of wildfires in Arizona and other susceptible states. Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack, Forest Service Chief Randy Moore were in Phoenix to launch the strategy, along with U.S. Senator Mark Kelly. Now, we're going to hear from our own wildfire expert in a moment. The initiative calls for increased use of controlled fires and logging to reduce growth that could fuel flames in areas identified as fire sheds, where wildfires have the highest potential of destroying homes, communities, and infrastructure. This is Clay Templin of the U.S. Forest Service, and he says, indeed, the problem gets magnified every year.
There's an ever-expanding push from rural communities into the wildland-urban interface. And so, you know, the problem gets magnified every year.
We're going to bring in our wildfire expert, KTAR senior reporter Jim Cross. And Jim, you and I have talked many times off the air. You're anticipating it's going to be a pretty active wildfire season this summer.
Yeah, everybody was giddy last summer, and you know, we did get a decent month. We got a powerhouse monsoon actually last year, which was great. We needed it. I mean, it took us out of deep drought. But all that rain we had, and so far not much of a winter, fueled a lot of brush growth. And we'll see wildflowers all across the state this year, a lot of brush from all that rain. And the firefighters and commanders worried about what could be coming once it dries out.
Yeah, here is U.S. Senator Mark Kelly, who mentions that wildfires are indeed a problem for Arizona.
Wildfires have devastated Arizona's forests and rural communities.
And you mentioned it, Jim, that the monsoon had a plus and a minus. Yeah. It was great to get all this precipitation, and we talk quite often about how it has lessened the drought in the state. But it also ramps up the concern, and it probably won't take till the summer months for us to start having to watch out for these things.
No, if we don't get some more rain and snow this winter, and we still could, even though we're in a La Nina winter and the cooling of the Pacific Ocean waters, which usually means a drier and warmer winter in Arizona, we could still get some rain and snow ahead. We need it. We could see fire. If we don't get it, we could see fires maybe in April, certainly May, definitely in June. And, you know, with this new initiative by the government, $50 billion over 10 years to thin out some spots, hot spots around communities, no time to waste. All 10 and then some of the state's largest wildfires have all happened in the last 20 years.
You know, Jim, it feels like we walk a tightrope here in Arizona, because if we get too much rain, that fuels too much growth that then dries out in the summer and burns. Mm-hmm. If we don't get enough rain, then everything dries out and burns. Is there ever going to be, you know, the perfect setup for maybe fewer wildfires?
Probably not. I mean, just the way the desert works. I mean, it seems like either, you know, say one summer we have, you know, up in the timber country we have a big fire season, or the next year it shifts down to the desert. This year we might see desert fires and possibly some high country fires. The problem is just we need more moisture and a lot of it, and we need it at the right time. I mean, honestly, we went to 600,000 acres burned last year before that monster monsoon rolled in with some record rainfall in many parts of the state. If we would have had a monsoon last summer like we did the summer before, we would have burned way more than 600,000 acres.
KTAR senior reporter and wildfire expert Jim Cross with us. Just quick thought, too, Jim. They talk about forest thinning. Part of that, and I've seen this up north in the winter months, is the controlled burns to kind of reduce the amount of brush, correct?
Those help. I mean, they're doing a lot of that in the last few weeks. More to come as long as, you know, the weather cooperating. I mean, like, they haven't had a ton of snow up there, but they've had enough moisture up there that they can do these burns like they couldn't do, obviously, in the summertime. But, you know, they're trying to do everything they can around the communities. I mean, you know, Arizona, just the nature of the beast. I mean, we've got communities in the timber country all over the place that could be a threat of wildfire, but they try to protect them as much as they can.
KTAR senior reporter and wildfire expert Jim Crossboy. It's really good to have Jim with us to help us navigate these situations with wildfires. And, of course, stay tuned to KTAR anytime. There's a story like that. We're going to have the latest with our wildfire expert, Jim Cross.